This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
10 or 11 lines up from the bottom of Dalit on the base. Omar Abaya. Above we learn a statement by Rabbi Yochanan that Kol Yisurin Sheba Torah Ein Leken Aleihem Eladerech Hanoosam. Only if you use them in the way that they are used. Omar Abaya HaKol Meidim B'Kilei HaKerem Shalekin Aleihem Afila Shaloka Derech HaNosam. Kilei HaKerem is Malkus, if he has Anoya, even if he uses it in an unusual way. My timer, Mishum Deroksi Behu Achila. Where is the language of Achila? Even though in that case it may denote Hanoi also, but since it says Achila, it already gives a model of the kind of Hanoi. It means a normal, a usual kind of Hanoi. But Akili Akem doesn't say anything about he shouldn't eat it. And therefore, we have no limitations. Any way he uses it is Tavanoe, he is Loike. Say that. That Kila Akem, even Shaloka Derechanos is Loike. Makes me ask the Kasha from the following Barais. When Isa ben Yuda, amen. Menayin lebosa becholav shu osm. But the Torah only states, lo sevashe. You shouldn't cook it together. How do I know that it's osm? So we say, Ne'amah kind of says here, by bosa becholav. Ki am kodesh ator. The Ne'amah says, by nevela lahala. The anshe kodesh tihiyun li. Ma'alan, just like that, by nevela. We know the Anshe Kedesh there means osa. Yeah, the bread is osa to eat. Afkan also by Bosa B'chola is osa. So this much we have gained. We're learning that Bosa B'chola is at least osa be'achila. Agzele Shove, Anshe Kedesh from Nevela. Then I only know Ela B'achila, Behan Noe Minayin. How do I know that Bosa B'chola to cook it together, also b'hanoi, says amarta kal v'chema. Now that we learn that bosa b'chol is also b'achila, now we can make a kal v'chema. Before we knew it's also b'achila, wasn't shayach a kal v'chema, but bosa b'chol doesn't belong in the category isurim. Yes, also to cook, but not also to eat. But since we already established bosa b'chol is also to eat, now we can make a kal v'chema and also learn that it's osa v'achanoi, as follows. Umadoch orla. When you plant a tree, the first 3 years of the fruits, first 3 years of the tree, you pay osa v'anoi. Shalom nevdi bo'avir. No, v'ere was done. That's the usual way you plant a tree, and it's first 3 years, it's osa v'anoi. Still, oh, there's no Avera. So it's also Ba'anoyen. Then Bosa Bechol of Shenev Debre Avera. And Avera was done. It's also to cook it together. And the Torah says, it's also to eat it. Ein Adin, she also Ba'anoyen. Surely she be also Ba'anoyen too. If all was also Ba'anoyen, so Bosa Bechol, surely she be also Ba'anoyen. So now he says, I can refute the kal v'chema as follows. Ma'ala, what's the case with Ola that is osa b'anoye? Shekein lo hoi so lo sha'asat kesha. It never had a time when it was kosher. Ola, at the very beginning, it was osa. So it's easier to say that as it develops in Isa, it develops from Isa, it's osa b'anoye. Taima, where you say bosa b'cholo, at the beginning it was kosher bosa and kosher chola. just because it's cooked together, it becomes osur to eat. But who said that the isur is so chomor that it should be osur b'hanoyim? Shehoi isur l'sha'a sakesha. So it's more lenient than ola. So ola, all right, it's osur b'hanoyim because it never had a sha'a sakesha. But bosa b'hola, since it had a sha'a sakesha, who says that isur goes so far as to make it osur b'hanoyim? It's more lenient than ola. Stay up there. The Gemara says, what are you telling me? That something has a Shas HaKesha, that's the reason why it should not be Osir B'Hanoyim. Chomet Pesach Yochia, you have a proof from there. Shehoi Yilo Shas HaKesha, before Pesach it was Muta. And so when Pesach comes, Osir B'Hanoyim. So therefore, that shouldn't deter us from learning Osir B'Cholav from Olo. The Bosa B'Cholav also should be Osir B'Hanoyim, despite the fact they have a Shas HaKesha. So when I said, what are you bringing me a proof from Chomet? Malachomet. What's the case with Chomet de Pesach? She came on this course. A very severe Aveir. Therefore, it's Bosa B'Hanoyim, despite the fact they have a Shas HaKesha. Tell me, Bosa B'Cholav, it's only Allah. She ain't on this course. So there, since only Allah, who says that it's going to be so severe to become Osir B'Hanoyim, despite the fact that had a Shas HaKesha said it. And so the Gemara, Kilai Akerem Yochichu, now brings in a new subject. Kilai Akerem, when you plant in a geffen, a vine, so it becomes Kilai Akerem, it's Osir B'Hanoyim. She ain't on this course. And still is also Bahanoya. So therefore, also Bosa Bahola. Even though it's not on this Kosh, it should become also Bahanoya. Despite the fact they have a Shas HaKesha. That's the end of the Baisa. He doesn't quote any more of the Baisa. Now, the question is, why does he stop the argument there in Isa? If it's true that Olah, if it's true that Kila Akerem will look at Shalokidel Hanos, like Abaya said in the previous Homer's Bays, if it's true that Kila Akerem is looking at Ima Shalokidel Hanos, therefore it's a refute this proof. What are you bringing a proof from Kila Akerem? Kila Akerem, even though it's not on this course, is also Banoim. Why no? Why Maliki Akerem? She came looking out and feel she looked at Hana also. It's very chomor. But Bosa Becholov, that she looked at Hana also, he wouldn't get Malkis. So therefore, who said Bosa Becholov is also Bahanoia? Again, what are you bringing me a proof in Kila Akerem? That even though it's no chorus, still it's also Bahanoia. And there he went Bosa Becholov also. Even though there's no cause, she be also Bahanoia. Kila Kerem is more chomor than Bosa Becholov. Kila Kerem is like, if he uses it, Shalok Yacham also, like Abaya said. But Bosa Becholov, not. That's the worst kasha. If Kila Kerem is like even Shalok Yacham also, what's the more meaning of Kila Kerem than Bosa Becholov? Kila Kerem is the reason why it's also Bahanoia, even though there's no cause. But it's more chomor in the sense that you like a shlok der hanosim. But Bosa Becholov, there's no such isa shlok der hanosim, so maybe there's no din of isa hanoi but Bosa Becholov at all. Now Abaye, who on whom the kasha is asked, Abaye does not retreat because of his kasha. Abaye says, Tema Bevite, what do you say? He said, Bosa Becholov is more lenient, but Bosa Becholov is not like shlok der hanosim. Who said so? I hold, just like Kilei Akerem, you're like it, Shalok Del Hanos, Bosa Becholov also. The same reason. But it doesn't say the word achila by kile akerem. Also, the bosom of chol doesn't say any word about achila. Or the bosom of chol of achila ksira day, doesn't say achila. So therefore, it's not a good pirch. What will you say? Mali kile akerem. Do you know why kile akerem is usher, even though it's not chayav kos? Because kile akerem is usher, look at how awesome. Same as bosom of chol. Bosom of chol also usher, look at how awesome. Say that. Either, and the other one who asked the kasha, the komaisi who asked the kasha, and he thought that there's a big difference between bosu v'chol and kila akerem. Kila akerem is like a shloga hanasa, and bosu v'chol not. So he holds the hochi kogom amereila. That's why we learn bosu v'chol from the reila. The isa of bosu v'chol that is osha. After you cooked it together. The Torah doesn't say anything about it. It's being osur to use. So the first hint that we get that it's osur to at least to eat, but you learn bosur v'chol, the gezeira shaver from the leila. Ashikedesh, ashikedesh. So following that gezeira shaver, ma ne leila derech hana osur. The leila is only osur derech hana osur. Everybody agrees? Apos v'chol derech hana osur. So therefore, that maxim took it for granted that Bosu v'chol is only also Kedel Hanosa. Therefore he said, why didn't you ask, Mali Kilay Akerem? Kilay Akerem is also, you say, Abaya Shalog Del Hanosa. That's why it's also Baha'i Noem. But Bosu v'chol is not also Shalog Del Hanosa, so maybe Bosu v'chol is not also Baha'i Noem. And Abai was Abai's answer to the fact that we learned Bosu v'chol from the Vela, which would mean that it's not Osha Shigdo Kedel Hanose. Abai answered, L'hochi l'kosav achila v'gube. The fact that the Torah didn't write the word achila by Bosu v'chol, l'imal sheleken ala achila shlok del Hanose. That's all. So now we have a machlekes, where the Bosu v'chol is l'ke shlok del Hanose. Abaya said yes, Bosu v'chol and Kila Akerem both, because the word Achil is not written there. Say that. Now keep your finger on the line, don't lose a place, and look to the bottom Tesis, the previous Amid Beis. Tesis brings up the question, why did we need in the first place to learn Bosu v'chol for the Gzeirei Shaveh? From the Vela, that's also Be'achila, the same Kal V'chema that this Be'ais is using to learn that Bosu v'chol is also Be'anoia. Kal V'chema from Ola, you can also use the same Kal V'chema that Bosu v'chol is also Be'achila when it gets from Ola. Again, why did we need Al V'chzeira Shavah at the beginning of the Sugya to learn Bosu v'chol is also Be'achila? You learn Gzeirei Shaveh from the Vela. We don't need that. This Kal V'chema down at the bottom, that you're learning Bosu v'chol is also Be'anoia. The Kal V'chema from Ola, same Kal V'chema help to say Bosu v'chol is also Be'achila with the Kal V'chema Ola. Look over the kasha. Bottom says, Amata Kal V'chema. Now this is Isha Achila. Lomosi lemeled, he couldn't learn with that kalvachema from Ola. Why? Kidama b'kalabachema says in Chulin, Meshuv di kalamed, you can say, Choleish b'sheva v'chameya, if he plows with the sheva chameya together. That's Isa. Still, the products don't become also to eat. V'choysem pi pora, if he threshes the grain by muzzling the pora that threshes the grain. And there the Bava, Avera was done, and still sure of Achilas Mutter to eat. So therefore, Bosu v'chol, cooked together, even though it's an Avera, we Mutter to eat. And you can't learn a Kal V'chema from Ola, because you can say, look, the fact that other things where Avera was done, you say, Mother Ola, but there's no Avera. It's also about knowing. You say, also about Achilas, whatever you'll say. And Bosu v'chol, where there's not there, surely also Be'achila. How do you know that? Here, look at Shev, Chayav, Shev, Hamer, and chesam people also doing avera, and still not even also b'achila. So therefore, you couldn't learn a kal v'chomer because I can appeal to other cases where an avera was done, and it's all not also b'achila. So what's with all also, even though an avera was done, who said it's also b'achila? Aval hash de yolif mikor. Now you learn isar achila from nevela. You can't say to chiyach that the other things should be approved. The handu shor b'chila, other things are mutar b'achila. That's why there's no isar on oim. But bosa b'chola that we already established with the gezira shor from nevela. That's also b'achila. So why shouldn't you say ma'adoch ola? But there's no avera. It's also b'anoim. Then bosa b'chola where there is no avera should be also b'anoim to say that. Now b'liflech. Go back to the Gemara. When he brought a proof in Kilei HaKerem, all the Kilei HaKerem is not Kores, still it's also Bahanoe. So Bosa B'chol also, even though it's not Kores, should be also Bahanoe. Let him refute that. Ma, what's the case of Kilei HaKerem that's also Bahanoe? She came lo hoise lo shasa kesha. It never had a time when it was Mutar. But Bosa B'chol started out being Mutar. So who says that it becomes so also that it's also Bahano? Say the Kash. So from this we have a proof that Kilei HaKerem Ikro Nesorim, the original thing becomes also. The original thing that we'll soon see what it means becomes also. So therefore it had a Shah Sarkesha, before it was Muta, and now it becomes also. Before this, the Gemara thought the example of Kilei HaKerem, if you plant together seeds of two kinds of grain and also seeds for grapes, grapevines, so it never had any din before, it wasn't anything that you could eat before. So at the very beginning, as soon as you plant it, it's also Bahanoah, because it's Kilei HaKerem. So it's a case where it never had a Shas Akesha. But now it tells us, by Kilei HaKerem, there could be a case where something was moot at the beginning and it subsequently becomes also. So he said, Meras again, Kilei HaKerem, Ikranes, from the original thing becomes also. Choyel Behoiselahen Shas Akesha, Kedem Ashosha. Because before it took root, it had a Shas Akesha. Means the seeds, let's say the grain. The grain that you planted, before you planted, the grain was muta. You planted barley grain, and you planted wheat grains, and you planted grape seeds. Now, each one was muta by itself. So they had a shas acacia, and still it becomes also banai when you plant it together. So we see that something that was muta became also. And therefore, Bosa B'chol also, even though it was muta, could become also banai. Say that. At first, he might ask, that's like Kilei HaKerem never had a shas akesha, because what grows out of that, and once you plant it, what grows out of it, the peres that grow out of that, the grapes that will come out of the ground, and the grain that will come out of the ground, as soon as it comes out, it's also from its very beginning. It never had a time when it was muta. Gemara says, who told you to talk about that? Look at the seeds. The seeds themselves become osa. The seeds were muta at the beginning, the grain. Wheat grains, barley grains are muta. When you once you plant them together, they themselves become osa. So once more. At first the Gemara thought you're talking only about Kilei HaKerem, the products of Kilei HaKerem. These products, it's true, never had a shas akesha, because at the very beginning, as soon as the new grapes appear, the new wheat appears, it's also Bahanoe, and it never was muta. So Gemara says, forget about that. We're talking about the seeds. When you put the seeds in the ground together, as soon as the seeds take root, the seeds themselves become also. So here's something with a Shas Akesha. You could have made a porridge from the seeds. You could have made bread out of the seeds. And now it's also. Look it up once more again by time. Ayo, he asked the cash. He takes a flower pot, has a hole in the bottom, inside is earth, and there are seeds of barley and wheat in that flower pot. And he takes it into a kerem. Now in a kerem, since there's a hole in the bottom of the flower pot, the hole causes a connection between the earth of the kerem and the earth that's inside the flower pot. So it's like planting them together now. Now it's making kilei hakerem. Im hoisif mosayim osam. If it adds 1/200th of its volume after it's put into the kerem, it's osam. For that's the amount that kilei hakerem makes the plant osam. So what do we see here? Hoisif ain't, only if it added due to the kilei hakerem. Lo hoisif lo, but if it didn't add, the mere fact that now, through the hole in the otzitz, it's like planted in the kerem, and he's doing aveira already of kilei hakerem, even though it didn't grow yet, even though it didn't add. When you put seeds in, even though the seeds didn't become bigger, didn't produce any plants, it's kilei hakerem, right away you got malchus. The man puts into a kerem, he puts seeds of barley and wheat, or he puts seeds of barley and wheat and seeds of grapes together, gets malchus right away. As soon as he puts them into the ground. We don't wait until it starts growing. So he did an aveira right away. So what do you see here? That when is it osa bahanoi? Only if it added a certain amount of growth, 1/200. Lo hoisif lo. So what are you telling me? That the original becomes osa? If the original becomes osa, it should become osa what's in the otzis nokuv, even though it wasn't hoisif anything. That's the kasha is asking. If you'll say, ikon esu, the original thing becomes osa, so why do you have to wait until it adds in order to make it osa? Like always, is the tosefes that's added in kilei hakerem. That is the isa. The original thing also becomes osa without any tosefes. Say the kasha. Then we said above kilei hakerem, the ika, the original thing becomes osa. So to show that even though they have a shah sarkesha, still it becomes osa. Not only the new peres that grow from scratch, that never had any existence before, not only they become osa, because there is no shasakesha, but even the original seeds, the wheat grains that you planted, the barley grains that you planted, also become osa. And you put them in the kerem. Now before they were muta, with a shasakesha, and when you planted them, they become osa. So now he wants to, that's how he wants to demonstrate that kilei hakerem, even though it's a shas akesha, it becomes osa. Now he asked the kashe, we learn here if he takes an otzis, a flower pot in which there were planted wheat and barley, let's say, and he carries it into a kerem, so if it adds 1/200th, it becomes osa. Because the additional part grew be kilei hakerem. The additional part, that's the isa. But the original does not become osa. Because if the original becomes osa, see, without hoisif, by merely bringing it into the kerem, through the hole in the bottom of the flower pot, it's connected with chubale karka, so it should become like planted into the flower, in the kerem now. So the original thing should become osa, even if there wasn't hoisif. But all we see is that the tesefes is osa. The tesefes, that's the result of kelayim. But the original one doesn't become osa, even though it's planted now by that of kelayim. So we see by kelayim there's no such thing as and then a shas akesha, and later becomes osa. Only what was never before osa, never before the existence, what was new, that growth that was new, didn't exist before, that becomes osa. But the part that existed before does not become osa, that's a kasha. So we see that kelayim does not have a shas akesha. So the answer is no. He's telling us that there are two kinds of the Teretz. Omarobe trei kvede, two psukim, two different kinds of planting kileakera. Ksiv is written hazera, pentikta shazera, the zera will become osa. Zera means the seeds become osa. Ksiv is written hamalea, what adds the growth, the fullness that's added becomes osa. So one pasuk is talking about the original seed becomes osa. Another pasuk talks about only the growth as increases after you blend it becomes awesome. Or Kesa, now he explains. Zorua mi kore, if it was planted originally in the kerem, he took barley grains and wheat grains and planted in the kerem. So that is planting in the kerem. So behashrosha. Immediately, as soon as the seeds take root, it becomes osa bahanoi, the seed itself. So the seed is a case where it was muta beforehand, the seeds were muta beforehand. But by means of ashrosh in the kerem, they become osa. That's a case where it had a shas akesha. So uaubo, if it was already planted before in the flower pot, and you brought the flower pot into the kerem, so there is different. Hosif ain't only what adds becomes osa. Lo hosif lo, but the original does not become osa. So now we learn that a possibility of kila akera that does not have a shas akesha. A simple case is the pears that grow have no shas akesha. Also the tosefes that grows, the addition, the 1/200 that grows, never had a shas akesha. As soon as that 200 came into the world, it came in the role of the Kiliyaka, they had a Shas Akesha. But there's a case where it did have a Shas Akesha, and it still becomes Osa in Kiliyaka if you plant the seeds. Oh, these seeds were Mudalachatila. Once you plant them, it becomes Osa. The seed itself becomes Osa without any extra growth. Say that. One more minute. If he puts the seeds into the ground, even though the seeds didn't take root, it gets malchus immediately. But the seeds are not osa b'hanoi, and they didn't take root. Putting seeds in the ground is like putting seeds in a glass, in a cup. Nothing. But it gets malchus because you put it in the carrot. So putting seeds in the ground, it gets malchus immediately. But it doesn't become osa b'hanoi until it takes root. Now, when it takes root, here's an illustration of Kilei HaKerem that had a Shas HaKesha and still it became awesome. The seeds themselves become awesome. Suppose he had seeds planted in a flower pot and he carried the flower pot into the place, then the seeds themselves don't become awesome. Only what adds. Let's say, suppose you have a plant already growing. Not only seeds, plants of wheat and barley are growing in a flower pot. And he brings them in to the kerem, through the hole in the bottom of the flower pots that are connected to the ground of the kerem. So the original plant never becomes osa that's in the flower pot. But the mosaim, the 200 that's added, that becomes osa. That's a case where it never had a shas akesha, but the mosaim that added never was muta, didn't exist before. And the original plant is muta, only it's mixed in with a piece that was added. You can't extricate the Tosefes from the original. So that's why it's osa. But actually the original plant didn't become osa. It's the Tosefes that's osa. What's the example of Hoysel HaShas HaKesha? That's when you put seeds in the ground and the seeds take root. At that moment the seeds themselves become osa. That's the case of Hoysel HaShas HaKesha. Say it once more and that's all for now.
This shiur was made available by KolAvigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.